This is episode 1032. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for showing up for yourself today as you get ready to meditate, or maybe you're just going to try a meditation technique as you go about your day. Maybe you're doing errands or walking. It's all good. We all start somewhere on our slow down journey, and good for you for being here. Well, in today's episode, you're going to be exploring a technique for something that's very important to the whole rest of how you live your life, and that is focus. Without focus, not much else happens. And we are exploring different themes in each episode this entire week. In fact, these themes come from you. And the name of this week's series, we always explore a series in depth where we focus on a particular topic and we use different meditation techniques all week long so you can go really deeply with this topic. Well, this week we're exploring different themes each day. So we're taking big, important themes that you recommended, and we're going to explore techniques to help you manage some of the top stressors you experience. In fact, that's the name of our series. It's Targeted Techniques for Top Stressors. And I got these different theme ideas from you. So if you are in our private Facebook group that is for these daily meditations, then you saw me post the question asking, what would you like me to explore with you? And I got a lot of responses. And so what I decided to do is to combine many of those themes, some of them overlapped, many of those themes into one series, 1 week long series. So I'm taking your top stressors and putting them into one series. Now, if you want to join that private Facebook group that goes along with the podcast, you can send me a private message on my Facebook page. That's the best way to do it. And my Facebook page is at Sip and Om. That's just like as if you're sipping tea, S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M, Sip and Om. You may say Om at the end of your yoga class. So there, just send me a message saying, please add me to your private group, and I will gladly add you there. And I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And as I mentioned, we focus on a particular series throughout the entire week. So this way, you get to explore a particular topic in depth so you can master that quality. Well, this week is a little different, as I explained, where we're exploring a different theme each day. But these are top stressors that universally we all experience sometime or another in our lives. So I felt like everybody pretty much could relate to each day's theme. So onward to focus. Focus. And I want to share with you, before I share the technique on focus with you, I want to share a book that you may be very interested in. In fact, I'm going to do an entire series based on some of the findings in this book on focus. Focus is so paramount to our lives. And I'll be creating an entire series dedicated to focus. But for today, you get a top technique targeted for focus. Well, the book I'd like to share with you is by Daniel Goleman, and he wrote a very popular book called Emotional Intelligence. You may have heard about that, or you may have read that yourself. Well, he has another book called Focus, The Hidden Driver of Excellence, and he explains how attention works much like a muscle. He says, use it poorly and it can wither. Work it well and it grows. And he also goes on to say, in an era of unstoppable distractions, we have now, unlike more than ever, the opportunity, but also the challenge to learn to sharpen focus if we are to contend with, let alone thrive, in a complex world. And he looks at focus as a threesome, meaning we have an inner, an other, and an outer focus. As I mentioned at another time, I'll go a little more in depth into the different kinds of focus that he talks about, because I think that it's really important to understand that to be able to monitor where you place your own focus. But for this episode on focus, what I want to share with you is your inner focus. And your inner focus is perhaps the most important, he says, because what it has to do with is exactly what you're doing right now. If you're listening to this podcast and you're meditating, or even remotely interested in meditation, trying to slow down, connect to your inner self, this is where it all starts. And you really can't explore and master the other two kinds of focus he talks about until you have that inner focus. And that's what science is showing again and again. So how do you get this inner focus? Well, how you get it is by tapping into yourself on a regular basis, noticing how you're responding to stress triggers, noticing how you're feeling in your body and where you may feel certain emotions or tightness or tension, all these things that you explore every single day we meditate together. And so when you use these techniques and bring them into your day-to-day life, this massively increases your focus. So I want to share with you today an affirmation. And there are many ways to focus, many techniques to focus. But I want to share with you this affirmation because I think that when you repeat this affirmation, you will trigger within you that realization that you are on the right path. So that affirmation is, now is your time. So now is your time. When you're checking in with yourself, noticing how you feel, using a technique to help you manage a stress trigger, noticing what environments support you, what kinds of people support you, what really makes you feel zapped of energy or depressed. All these different things about yourself help you to focus on the now, being present in the moment. So I'd like you to practice repeating this affirmation when you wake up in the morning, and repeat it throughout the day when you're feeling frustrated, when you're feeling as though your focus is going elsewhere. Maybe you're distracted or you find yourself on someone else's agenda. Repeat this affirmation, now is my time. Check in with yourself. Notice how you're feeling in your body. Notice where you're feeling the tension, the tightness. Notice if you are noticing it with your breath. Maybe your breath is coming more rapidly because you're agitated. Or maybe your breath is so shallow or slow because you feel so depressed you don't really have much energy at all. Notice these things. Now is your time. So take this affirmation and repeat it throughout your day. Start off your meditation today using this affirmation. Now is my time. Repeat it in a loud voice, really waking up your system. And then repeat it in a whisper. And then mentally repeat it. Repeat it on many levels to reach your consciousness on many different levels. This can help you to focus on how you're doing in the moment. So go ahead and repeat, now is my time, when you're feeling distracted, overwhelmed, upset, to help you stay focused on the present moment. And if you would like guided meditations where I share with you this approach, where you check in with yourself every time, you monitor your breath, you relax your whole body, you can find that at my website at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. I share a new meditation every day there. There are over 1,000 meditations that you can choose from. And this is a membership site where you subscribe to it. And every month it averages out to about 50 cents for a half hour meditation. And those are offered, as I mentioned, a brand new one every day. You can try it for 2 weeks absolutely free. And along with the guided meditations, you get a journal that helps to take you through the weekly series. So you can go a little deeper if you want to. And you also receive a slowdown guide with the weekly techniques organized for you. And then you also receive access to a private group there for just the members. So you can find that again at sipandom.com. For now, take this affirmation, now is my time, and do it. Repeat it and begin to start to notice how you're managing your stress triggers. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.